This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When are the two of us together seen hot frosty?
Oh, yeah.
Hot frosty. Okay.
Yes.
Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert.
Are you very excited, Lindsay?
Yeah, she's from Mean Girls and Kim Possible, among other works.
So I know I've thoroughly enjoyed Mean Girls. Is it the movie Mean Girls?
Yes.
Okay.
The original.
The first one, the original.
Full of secrets. Her hair, she was Gretchen Wieners.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's a great movie. DeRosa, that was beneath you, right? You wouldn't go see
Certainly did not see it.
It was not on McNeil.
Kim Possible, I've seen, yes.
Classic.
That she owns a diner and is grieving the loss of her husband. And she's given a magical scarf, which she places on a manly, chiseled snowman who comes to life as Jack, played by Dustin Milligan. The actor played Ted in Schitt's Creek. That's what we needed for the Christmas holidays. Hot frosty.
Hot frosty.
Hot frosty. Other, text me, 651-461-9226. Christmas movies where they need to be sexed up like hot frosty. How about hot Rudolph? Right? Should Rudolph get
well, a lot of opportunity with that red nose, you know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
So, like, you could, and then the nose lights up.
Oh, really? No, I don't know. Lindsay, yeah. Do you feel like you learned? No,
I would like to know where that nose has been.
Yeah.
That's more what I
think Jason
like
was talking about where the nose is going.
Either way, yeah. It's on an adventure.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love Rudolph. I don't know if the two of us have talked Rudolph before.
No. You love Rudolph?
I love Rudolph. I think it's a story of perseverance.
Oh, the story. I thought we were just talking about,
Hot Rudolph?
Rudolph as a reindeer, that you love Rudolph.
I do, because he's bullied, he's pushed, even his parents are making fun of him, and he overcomes it. Carter doesn't like it. I think he likes bullies.
He is a bit of a bully.
He is a bit of a bully. He was a football jock.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. Who really isn't over the fact that he's in the NFL right now and is bitter about it.
Yeah, I think it's great that a man like that has been given a radio show, you know, to kind of even the score with all of his...
I find it disheartening myself.
I know. You cheer for the underdog.
Yeah, Dave Harrigan, who should be hot in the Christmas...
in the holiday season?
Yeah, like we got Hot Frosty,
mm-hmm.
So we can't steal that idea. Who do you got? How about hot Mrs. Claus? She doesn't get enough play.
Who's
I probably shouldn't.
What do you mean by that?
I probably shouldn't have phrased it that way.
Yeah. In the Rudolph
TV special.
Just say
Mrs. Claus in my household has zero complaints about how much play.
Okay.
Zero complaints.
In the Rudolph TV special, who's the guy that Rudolph meets along his travels?
Oh,
what's that guy's name?
Yukon
Cornelius.
Yeah, Yukon.
Hot Cornelius.
Hot Cornelius. Gross. Yeah.
The fact that you guys can pull that out.
How about the abominable, hot abominable snowman?
Abominable.
That is no different than Hot Frosty, right? Like now we're just.
No, he's big.
He's bigger.
Okay. He's bigger.
Well, you bet he is.
I mean, waxing would have to be involved for him.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
This is how dismissive he is of Christmas. If he thinks Frosty and the abdominal snowman. They say Frosty,
I believe it's
is
the abominable, abdominal, not the abdominal,
abdominal. Just the great six packs.
I have now added a stomach snowman.
Just doing crunches just all day.
Amazing. Killer abs.
Who does a lot of Pilates.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get like enough credit. I mean, you know, you think Frosty, he's sweet.
What I love about the idea of Hot Frosty.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Is that it is.
Abdominal.
It's so insane, right? You're like, you imagine you're sitting around, you're coming up with movie ideas.
Yeah.
You're like, I got it. We're going to bring this snowman to life.
Somebody, but sex him up.
So somebody weird. Is gonna,
I don't think he's sexed up. I feel like the conceit of this has been bastardized by you two.
Oh, no. There's a reason they call it Hot Frosty.
Hold on a second. Let's be clear. Where she places on a manly, chiseled snowman named Jack. What do you mean he's not sexed up? It's not normal-looking Jack.
He just comes to life.
He's,
I think you guys are turning this
chiseled
into some sort of like pornographic film. It's on the Hallmark Channel, isn't it?
After no, it's being, Netflix, baby.
After being brought to life, Jack learns about the world and sparks a romance with Kathy. Dave Harrigan,
it's a rom-com.
That's
you guys
sexed have, up.
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, Dave, any doubt?
It's certainly more sexed up than the standard Frosty TV
what?
Special.
Well,
are we all watching this tonight? Whose house are we going to? I'm free tonight. Let's watch Hot Frosty.
Let's do it.
I am free tonight.
I'll have the popcorn.
I'm down.
I'm more into right now abdominal. The snowman, you know.
What are people watching on Netflix right now? Because we finished The Diplomat, and we've been watching this show called Industry.
Yep.
Which is just like...
The reviews are very good.
Of Industry?
Yeah.
Alyssa's about ready to pull the plug. It is very porny.
Yeah.
Very well, sexed up.
She'll be excited for Hot Frosty, though.
So she likes a PG-13 scenario, not necessarily.
Where do you stand on Shrinking?
Pardon?
The best.
Wow. Lindsay really likes Shrinking. I caught up on...
I'm going to need some context as to what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, it's not Hot Frosty. I can assure you that. You want to explain?
Yeah, it's a show on Apple TV that has Jason Segel, Harrison Ford, and then a few other people.
Right.
But it's following them. It's a collection of therapists and how they go about their lives, how they go about administering therapy to their clients. And it's some of the best writing in TV right now. That's saying something.
All right.
I thought the first season was great. I think the second season is a bit mixed. You know what bugs me? Siegel's lawyer friend.
Why?
He's annoying. That's why.
There has that's to why be an find, annoying character.
I think that's
everybody else is so endearing.
I think when I say someone's annoying and they say why, I think it's a very narrow response for me when I say, well, he's annoying. You know?
Yeah.
But it's...
I get the picture.
There are so many other aspects of the show, and Harrison Ford has never been funnier in his entire career. Right? I mean, he's really good. Have you started The Lioness?
No.
Lioness, Nicole Kidman.
So Nicole Kidman.
Morgan Freeman and...
Zoe Saldana.
Zoe Saldana.
So Morgan Freeman puts a scarf on Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
And Zoe is a badass who's out to kill people. And Nicole Kidman and Morgan Freeman in the various roles
down, I'm gonna forget
send them places.
Yeah. Okay. Elite SEAL unit.
Yeah. She's...
All right. This all sounds very good.
Yeah. Very good. Text me. You know what else? I'm going to start.
Lioness and the Shrinkage. Shrinkage, it's called?
Shrinking. Okay.
Shrinking.
We're not back to Hot Frosty here. I have it saved. I have a number of episodes saved. I've not started The Penguin. And we talked about this with Patrick. With
I've heard that was good, yeah.
Okay. Normally, I know this is going to crush Cook, but normally if it's a superhero movie, I run as fast as I can away from it because you know what I am? I'm an adult.
Okay.
I've grown up.
Yeah.
Dan is not. Now,
if
Q wants to go, I'll go for sure. But everybody tells me The Penguin, Farrell, is amazing. And it's very well done.
Good to know.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm writing all of this down.
Tech shows. Then
this show, I tell you what, this is just news you can use.
Yeah.
That's what you do here.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
How would you label your show?
Just a tremendous disappointment.
I think that's at night with Alyssa. 18 U.S. traditions that Americans are predicting will die out very soon. 18 traditions. I don't know why the number is 18 outside of their
They couldn't get to 19.
You know what? They were playing golf. They said, how about every hole, let's come up with a tradition. What do you think of the list? And give me, text away.
Traditions.
A tradition that you want to end immediately in a fiery crash.
Okay.
Like, you are done with it right now. I'll give you one to get go. Turkey. Let's just get turkey out of Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Get it out of there.
Guess
it's average.
Guess we know who's attacking
Big Turkey.
Number two turkey producing state in the country.
Be better, turkey. I'm challenging you.
Maybe it's the cook that's the problem. Not
the problem.
Maybe it's you.
Dull and dry. That's not something I'm in favor of.
Sounds like another description of the
describing
the
Chad to a T right there.
Not tied to Hot Frosty, I can assure you that.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something on Netflix called Cleo, K-L-E-O, Netflix, The Perfect Couple. Hot take, Harrison Ford's best role.
Well,
we
watched The Perfect Couple. That's good.
It's way up there. I think he's phenomenal in it. The Stranger. Can we now refer to Big Lou as the abdominal snowman? Yeah, I think we should. More text. Who chisels their snowman? It's a very good point.
Yeah.
Who has a snowman that's got the great abs? Hot Herbie the Dentist. let's see. A lot more. Okay. Among the traditions one texter wants out is first and last day of school picks on Facebook. Well, I started this with you years ago.
Yeah.
I don't get why we only have the first day, not the last day.
I've seen more people doing the last day.
They should.
I actually like the first day pictures. I think it's kind of sweet. It's nice.
Let's go through a few of these. Baseball, it's dying. Okay. Baseball is not going to be
It's not dying.
It's not dying.
It is. Needs to do some work.
Yeah.
Lake had a good segment on that last night on his show.
Good. Check out Podcast Away. Henry's excellent. Memorial Day was a big deal as a kid. It's not as much now.
Oh. Could we get rid of one of the Monday holidays?
I think now a lot of people look at Memorial Day as the start of summer. Right,
yeah.
As opposed to honoring it. I don't think you should.
Well, you have Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Yeah. I believe that veterans deserve all of the days.
So you want to eliminate the military from our country? We don't acknowledge them? Is that what I'm hearing? Dave, is that what you heard?
Was spot on.
Yeah.
That's
the Thanksgiving turkey pardon. Yeah. Thank God. That would be great.
Yep, get rid of that.
I mean, let's be honest. Joe could go down next week, right? What I mean, who are you taking, the turkey or Joe next week?
I mean, I would be concerned if that bird, like sometimes the bird gets a little over animated.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, next thing you know.
Kamala
gets to be president then, you know.
I don't.
Big vindication for some.
Care at all if the turkey's from Minnesota. I don't care. Do you don't care. Dave, you don't care.
I love it.
Oh, why? What do you mean you don't care?
I don't care.
Like relative to how much you care about it. Ordinarily?
No, because we'll do 9 stories on it here at WCC Radio. If Ted the turkey, by the way, doesn't have the alliteration. Does not have the alliteration.
All right.
If Ted is from Red Wing.
Worthington.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more of a pork guy, so.
I know you.
Oh, yeah.
Yearbooks. Okay, this text is saying yearbooks. I don't think. Okay, your boy's in the middle of it right now. Do they care?
No. No. But I'm sure I had to buy a yearbook for him.
Oh my God! I've got 19 for Q. I think.
What's on the list?
Local journalism.
Jeez, dark. My goodness. All right.
It's home here.
Yep.
The drive-in theater. When's the last time you went to a drive-in theater?
The drive-in theater is my absolute favorite example of the thing that closes that gets everyone to freak out. None of the people freaking out have ever been to a drive-in theater.
I agree.
It just cracks me up.
Christmas and Easter will probably evolve into secular holidays.
Okay.
Stop.
I mean, please. Who is this list from?
I hate God.
Apparently. Yeah, I guess.
Large family holidays. Are they ending?
No.
No.
This must be some East Coaster or something, right?
Like, oh, on. Like we wouldn't offer up nonsense here in Minnesota?
I mean, no. You wouldn't say large family gatherings. Most people's central friend group is their large family gathering.
Turkey and Thanksgiving. I didn't even look. It's on the list.
That's
people apparently don't go out dancing. Family reunions.
Yeah.
Those are overrated. St. Patrick's Day. What do you think of that? The partying.
We think that's going away?
No, I can tell you.
God,
the proprietor of O'Donovan's Irish Pub doesn't want that going on.
Absolutely not.
Blowing out the birthday candles on a cake.
What?
Who is against that?
Germs. You know, it's because of germs.
You know what will never go away? Hot Frosty. That's your main item from today's show.